I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The images are indelible. Flames rising out of luxury hotels. Tourists and guests being shot in plain view. Panic and bloodshed. Today, a verdict came down in the November 2008 attacks in Mumbai. A judge in that city found a Pakistani man guilty of murder and waging war on India. The trial judge declared it was not a simple act of murder, it was war. The Pakistani national is named Muhammad Ajmal Kasab. He's the only one of 10 gunmen to have survived the attacks that killed more than 160 people in Mumbai. Kasab will be sentenced later this week. He could face the gallows. Preeti Acharya is a journalist with the Mumbai Mirror. She was in the Taj Hotel when the attackers started killing people at random. Preeti, how do you feel about the verdict today?
It's not a surprise because there were many evidences against him. So we all knew that he'll be guilty. And we are waiting for the sentence, and I think he'll be getting the death sentence.
Is it possible for you ever to forgive these people who staged these attacks?
No. It's not only me. Nobody from the city, nobody from Mumbai, nobody from India will be able to forgive these people.
And so if this man, if Kasab does face the death sentence, would that be able to give you some sort of closure to this case?
But the thing is, if you talk about the common man, they want him to suffer. Like I spoke to a few people as a journalist today, and all of them said he should suffer. He should not get death sentence. He should get the life imprisonment, and he should face the worst consequences.
In other words, they're saying death is too good for him.
Yeah.
Remind us, Preeti, of your own experience that day in 2008 at the Taj Hotel, which is where you were when these attackers started their rampage. What happened to you?
On the television, I saw that there's some firing took place in Colaba, and I rushed there as a journalist, and then somehow I managed to enter Taj from the other side. And in the beginning, when I entered, I didn't know that what exactly was going on. I knew that there is some attack. But then after half an hour, I realized that it was a big problem. But by the time, I was not able to come out of the Taj because the firing was going on. The terrorists were throwing the grenades inside the Taj. So I was there for almost 6 hours. And it was a kind of experience which I'll never be able to forget in my life.
Did you lose anyone in the attack?
Yeah, the few cops who died, as I'm a crime reporter, I knew them very well. So that was a loss for us.
Did you feel today with this guilty charge that somehow a weight has been lifted from the city of Mumbai? Or do you feel that Mumbai has already moved on?
See, we all talk about the spirit of Mumbai, but the reality is, do we have any other option? We have to move on. After this trial, it doesn't mean that we are happy or we have forgotten the incident which took place. We have moved on, but the thing is, we don't have any other option. We have to move on.
Preeti Acharya, a journalist with the Mumbai Mirror and a survivor of the 2008 attack on Mumbai by Islamic extremists. Preeti, thank you very much for your time.